I'm Jack Inslee reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everybody's holding up in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. So I'm here with Renato Poliafito and Matt Lewis from Baked in Red Hook. Guys, thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us. I mean, you're on Van Brunt Street, so what was the Sandy experience like for you guys?
This is Renato. It was pretty intense. Obviously, we had to evacuate first, so we weren't here firsthand to kind of witness what was happening. I actually was watching the news, and I was watching CBS, and they were actually reporting from in front of the bakery as the waters were rising, and I was just, then I knew. I was like, okay, we're kind of screwed. But, you know, fortunately, we didn't receive as much damage as we thought we would. A lot of other businesses really suffered. But, you know, we did have, you know, our basement was kind of was damaged. But we got power back like 2 days after. And, you know, we're still dealing with a lot of businesses and a lot of residences in Red Hook that still do not have power. But we were somebody up there is watching us, I guess.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, what's the rest of Van Brunt Street like, though? Is that just luck that you guys fared so well?
You know, we found out that we were actually on a high point on Van Brunt Street, and we only found out after the fact that we're slightly more elevated than the rest of Van Brunt. And I mean, slightly, I mean by like inches. And that saved us, actually. But the rest of Van Brunt, with the exception of maybe like a two-block stretch, the rest of Van Brunt is out. And, I mean, the rest of Red Hook is out of power. So, you know, we're open. Hope and Anchor is open. A couple of the galleries, a couple of the shops. And I think, you know, Fort Defiance is soon to follow.
And Dry Dock, by the way, was actually able to open right across the street from us. They're using a temporary space. So the businesses are trying to come back and come back quickly.
Wow, that's really incredible to hear. I mean, what's Red Hook like a week after? What's, you know, give us a sense of what things are like in the community. You know, obviously a lot of businesses still really devastated, and I know the Red Hook Initiative has been doing great work. Is there a real sense of community out there right now?
You know, yeah, this is Renato again. There is, if anything, there is a sense of community, and it's pretty amazing. I mean, Red Hook has always had a strong community and a strong kind of neighborhood vibe. So when something like this happens, it's amazing to see everybody even get closer together and help each other out. It's pretty real down here. You know, Matt and I live in other neighborhoods. I live in Gowanus. Matt lives in Dumbo, and the area I live in, Gowanus, didn't suffer too badly. But, you know, I'm right next to Park Slope, and, you know, it's business as usual there. And the same, well, I wouldn't even say the same for Dumbo, actually.
No, Dumbo's kind of still a mess, too. You know, I think the difference between, you know, the day after Sandy and a week after is that people are still trying to figure out what's coming next. Are they going to get FEMA funding? Probably not, because they're businesses. Are they going to get some form of small business association help? Maybe. What kind of help is that? Nobody's really sure. The community, I have to say, you know, the chamber's been really great. Red Hook Initiative's been really great. There's not a lot of concrete answers, not because they don't want to give them to us, but because I think they're still unsure. So there's a lot of, like, I guess an air of maybe tentativeness hanging over Red Hook of, you know, what's going to happen next. And you know, Red Hook is a neighborhood, as Nada mentioned, and it's closed off from the rest of Brooklyn because of lack of subway. So it's real important that all of the businesses get back up and running in a timely manner. Unless they get all up together, it's, you know, kind of like cutting off arms or fingers or toes. You can get back up, but it won't be the same, you know, thing.
Sure, and it seems like a great opportunity to get Red Hook on the map, even given all the bad circumstance here. I mean, do you guys have any close friends in the community that were particularly hit hard, and do you have a sense from them on what their plans are moving forward?
You know, we've had a lot of, you know, discussions with other business owners, and, you know, obviously a lot of residents come here, especially since we're one of the only places with power. We've kind of become almost like a refuge for people to come get a cup of coffee and charge their phones and, you know, just get out of the cold. So, and for that, we're so grateful that we could actually provide that service for them. But
we should plug, we should definitely plug it if we can, just before you guys wrap up, that there is a community building here. It's especially just for the businesses in Red Hook that lost everything. And it's called Restore Red Hook. And the website is restoreredhook.org. And it is to help fund the businesses to get back in operation. It's obviously not going to go towards the IKEAs or Fairways. It's the small businesses that make Red Hook unique.
Great. Well, that's very good to know. And if there are any other ways people can help or resources you want to share, definitely let our listeners know, because I know a lot of them are looking to help and don't necessarily know where to go or what to contribute.
Of course. Well, you know, the Red Hook Initiative is a driving force for that right now, and you can actually go down, I believe it's 402 Van Brunt Street, and they will kind of direct you as to where the help is needed. Right now, it's just a lot of, like, kind of manual labor and digging people out and cleaning up. There's a lot to clean up, and we're just, right now, we're just hoping that the power goes back on. You know, there's this, there's word that another storm is coming, obviously not as intense, but you know, when you don't have power and it's cold, and of course it'll be so dramatic and so much worse than it could possibly be. So we just want to make sure that we are hunkered down before that, and things start taking shape again. But yeah, Red Hook Initiative for sure. Restore Red Hook for the storefront. There's lots of ways people can help right now.
And, the main way, when we get back on our feet, the whole street is to send people down here to come shopping, to come browsing, to come eating. Kind of, don't forget about us after the storm.
Right, absolutely. Well, guys, I'm really glad to hear you're back and up and running, and hopefully the rest of the community pulls together soon. So thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us, and we'll be in touch.
Our pleasure, anytime.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio and on Facebook at Heritage Radio Network for more up-to-date news and information. We will be bringing you guys the stories as they come to us. Again, this has been Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. More later.